Hachette Audio presents The Shadow of the Gods, Book 1 of the Bloodsworn Trilogy. Written by John Gwynn, read by Colin Mace. There comes the shadow dark dragon flying, the gleaming serpent, up from dark of moon hills. He flies over the plain, and in his pinions he carries corpses. The Voluspa. Chapter 1. Orca. The year 297 of Frithaerald, the Age of Peace.
Death is a part of life, Orca whispered into her son's ear.
Even though Brekka's arm was drawn back, the ash spear gripped tight in his small, white-knuckled fist, and the spearhead aimed at the reindeer in front of them, she could see the hesitation in his eyes, in the set of his jaw.
He is too gentle for this world of pain, Orca thought.
She opened her mouth to scold him, but a hand touched her arm, a huge hand where Brekka's was small, rough-skinned where Brekka's was smooth.
Wait!
Thorkell breathed through his braided beard, a cold misting of breath. He stood to her left, solid and huge as a boulder. Muscles bunched in Orca's jaw, hard words already in her throat. Hard words are needed for this hard world. But she held her tongue. Spring sunlight dappled the ground through soft, swaying branches, reflecting brightly from patches of rimed snow. Winter's last hoarfrost kiss on this high mountain woodland. A dozen reindeer stood grazing in a glade, a thick antlered bull watching over the herd of cows and calves as they chewed and scratched moss and lichen from trunks and boulders. A shift in Brekka's eyes, an indrawn breath that he held, followed by a burst of explosive movement, his hips twisting, his arm moving. The spear left his fist, a hiss as sharp iron sliced through air, a flush of pride in Orca's chest. It was well thrown. As soon as the spear had left Brekka's grip, she knew it would hit its mark. In the same heartbeat that Brekka loosed his spear, the reindeer he had chosen looked up from the trunk it had been scraping lichen from. Its ears twitched and it leapt forwards, the herd around it breaking into motion, bounding and swerving around trees. Brekka's spear slammed into the trunk, the shaft quivering. A moment later, there was a crashing from the east, the sound of branches cracking, and a form burst.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?